It's a beautiful Sunday morning. The sun is high. It's over 80 degrees outside. A perfect day for baseball. But 3 hours before their fourth game of the season, members of the All Hallows Gales are pitching and taking swings indoors.
Basketball gym slash church slash theater slash everything.
That's Misael Cabral, a 16-year-old junior. He's the right fielder for the Gales and is standing about mid-court while his teammate lobs a large, soft, dimpled ball at him. Cabral takes half swings, not wanting to make full contact.
We can't practice with actual baseballs because we can't, like, break all the windows.
The team practices pitching on the basketball court and batting in the cafeteria. For pop-ups, they toss balls outside in a narrow courtyard next to apartment buildings.
It's concrete. I mean, it's not really baseball material. It's frustrating at times.
The Gales used to play at nearby McCombs Dam and John Mullaly Park until construction of the new Yankee Stadium began 3 years ago. State and federal law mandates that parkland be replaced an acre for an acre. But due to cost delays and the discovery of barrels of oil along the waterfront, building of new parks has been delayed. The Yankees have donated $10 million to a community benefits fund, but All Hallows hasn't received any of it. Without a field, they need to travel to games and practices by bus. The school has two, but they're in high demand. When they applied for a new bus, the community benefits fund declined their request. Sean Sullivan is the principal and assistant coach of the All Hallows baseball team and says travel is their number one expense and time drain.
The kids understand the frustration that nobody can come see them play. Even more difficult for the parents because they know we were right here in this area, but now we're a bunch of gypsies just running around the city looking for green grass.
The city says there are other fields the team can use, like Pelham Bay Park. Sullivan describes it as a lunar landscape, full of holes and dried mud. The Yankees did offer to provide the Gales with old equipment. One day, they dropped off a professional pitching machine at the school. Unfortunately, it was too big to fit in the cafeteria where the team practices hitting.
Baseballs would be nice because we have to pay money for the baseballs. Bats would have been nice. Helmets would probably be too big. But we did get a case of Yogi Berra pins, which was 4 years old at the Yogi Berra Day. So I have a case of about 1,000 little Yogi Berra pins downstairs, but they wouldn't help the program or the school, and they're dated.
Running out!
The Gales' fourth home game is at a ballpark 20 minutes away. When they arrive, the kids dash onto the field for warm-up stretches and laps around the diamond. Erwin Zarilla is the 17-year-old pitcher for the Gales. In between warm-up stretches, he looks up at the sun, takes his hat off, and wipes the sweat from his forehead.
It feels good to get some fresh air once in a while. You feel trapped when you're in the gym and we're just free out here.
Sprawled out in a folding chair along the first base line is brother Jim Hamilton. He's one of the few Gales fans that showed up today. Hamilton teaches morality at All Hallows, and he says the Yankees put the team in a bad situation, but there are lessons to be learned.
Reality is if you have the money, you basically win most of the time. And that the people, obviously, we're in the poorest congressional district in the United States, All Hallows in the South Bronx, and the people there just don't have the resources to fight that the corporate Yankees have and other organizations as well. So obviously, we're going to lose that battle.
Back at All Hallows, Principal Sullivan points out a jersey hanging on the wall in his office. It's the only baseball jersey the school has retired and belongs to former Gales shortstop and team captain Raymond Frias. He graduated last year and never played on a home field once.
Even though they took our fields, that didn't stop this young man from getting a full four-year scholarship to University of North Carolina. I keep it here. Every morning I come in, I just check in to know that he's one of the many kids that we have here that keeps us in this business.
The Gales are a young team with only two seniors, and the coaches are looking forward to building the roster, maybe by 2011, when the city says their new ball field will be constructed, on the site of the old Yankee Stadium. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.